Chapter 18, The Healing of the Waters. In the Jordan Valley, rich with fields of grain and forests of fruit-bearing trees, the hosts of Israel had encamped after crossing the Jordan. Before them had stood Jericho, the center of the worship of Ashtoreth, vilest of all Canaanitish forms of idolatry. Soon its walls were thrown down, and at the time of its fall the solemn declaration was made, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho, he shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." 5 centuries passed. The spot lay desolate, accursed of God. Even the spring suffered the blighting effects of the curse. But when through Jezebel's influence the worship of Ashtoreth was revived, Jericho, the ancient seat of this worship, was rebuilt, though at a fearful cost to the builder. Eliel the Bethelite laid the foundation thereof in Abiram his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son Segub, according to the word of the Lord. Not far from Jericho was one of the schools of the prophets, and thither Elisha went after the ascension of Elijah. During his sojourn among them, the men of the city came to him and said, "The situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. The spring that had been pure and life-giving was now unfit for use." In response, Elisha said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein." Having received this, he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, there shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." The healing of the waters of Jericho was accomplished by the miraculous interposition of God. "He who maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust, saw fit to reveal, through this token of compassion, his willingness to heal Israel of their spiritual maladies." The restoration was permanent. From age to age the waters have flowed on, making that portion of the valley an oasis of beauty.